Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Police have arrested a 13-year-old who they say had everything ready to go for a mass shooting. If you just see the picture of the firearms that were taken from his home, it's stunning. They found 23 firearms along with ammunition when they arrested the 13-year-old boy in Washington State. They say he had school shooter ideations. I'd like to know about his parents and their thoughts because they sound completely deluded. And this is where we have to start taking parents in for, you know, what their recklessness could lead to. We'll get more to that in a moment. This is from the Pierce County Sheriff's Office. There's an internet watch group. An internet watch group. Can you imagine? We're people just banding together to try to find threatening posts and let authorities know. So the sheriff's office said after reviewing the suspect's social media posts, it was warranted to immediately move forward with an arrest. A SWAT team descended on his home. This is in Parkland, Washington. They got there around 1 a.m. on Saturday. They found the collection of 23 firearms, several boxes of ammunition, loaded magazines with school shooter writings on them, as well as clothing and writings typical to a mass shooting scenario. That's so concerning. What they found revealed what they describe as an obsession with past school shooters. He imitated similar behaviors with photos and inscriptions spread throughout his room. They don't know who or what the intended target was going to be, but they said it's clear it was a matter of time before a tragic incident occurred. Now, I guess he has not been in school since 2021. So he has not been in a classroom. He is detained at a juvenile detention center and facing charges in juvenile court. Outside the courtroom, his parents told KOMO, that's a TV station, the situation is a misunderstanding. His mother suggests his posts were an attempt to be cool among peers. His dad says he had no intention to harm anyone. Hello? Did you go in his room and see this stuff? They are saying that these were in full view. They say were in full view in his room, the weapons. It wasn't like he hid 23 weapons.
Right.
Some firearms were mounted on the walls. Fully accessible. Others spread around the home unsecured. It's crazy. The parents aren't concerned? Oh, let's get another weapon. It's crazy. Some of them, they believe, had no serial number. Some appeared 3D printed. It sounds like the parents have issues, too. This is scary. So you would think, don't you sometimes go, oh, nobody could be that clueless or in denial or just maybe themselves have crazy ideas? Because you'd hope a parent seeing that would be like, I better call somebody. I better get my kid some help. No, instead, they, after hearing all of this, hearing what he's written on weapons, they go, no, he wasn't going to hurt anybody, but he's just trying to be cool. God help us, right?
I understand what you're saying. If they'd come out and said, I really hope this is a misunderstanding. Give us a little bit of something.
There's nothing they could say.
Well, I'm saying just to make us go, you at least are saying this could have been a problem. If they're just saying it's a misunderstanding.
If they saw all this or just not paying attention, they are culpable in a big way here. We need to start having the people who are closest to these people have to do something. If you don't do it, you are liable and they should be charged. It's crazy.
I forget. Did you grow up with guns in your home? I think.
No.
No. Okay. I didn't either. But when I married into my wife's family, there were guns in every house.
Sure.
But you know where they were never? They were never mounted on the wall. They were always in the safe.
With school shooting stuff written on them. Anybody out there saying, like, listening who walks into their kid's room and sees a gun with something like that written on it, who has is obsessed with school shootings, you don't think that's an issue, then there's something wrong with you. You're not a good parent. You're a danger to everybody else.
I mean, in theory, yeah.
Of course, yes. But having a weapon in the home should be secured, first of all, especially with young people. And I don't have a problem with someone having a weapon in their home as long as you secure it.
In this case, they were
hanging on walls. It sounds like someone who's enthralled themselves with weapons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But the fact that they say that there's scribblings on some of them, as has happened in other school shootings, these people are a danger to the community because their kid, who again is, 13 years old?
Yeah.
13 years old. Their brains are still mush. They should know, obviously, right from wrong. But when your parents are completely rudderless and allow you this stuff, they're responsible. And they should have a harsh penalty for this as well. They haven't been charged yet. I think they said that is under consideration right now, which I fully expect they will. The prosecutor will ultimately decide whether the parents will be charged with improper storage and safekeeping of firearms or other potential crimes. We need to have another charge. There should be a charge that if there is something in full view that your kid is doing that is a danger to a community, it should be more than just charged with improper storage. It could be like a part of a conspiracy that you wouldn't even care enough to let people know that your kid is a danger. There's got to be a charge better than improper storage.
We've had this conversation and we usually disagree, but the biggest issue here is people sometimes don't want to see when there's a real issue. They don't want to say my kid is a danger. They want to say, oh, no, that's not what they're doing, even if it may be pretty clear to others. There's good news out of this story. Very good news. This group identified a problem, called the authorities, and they got in before somebody was killed. That's really good, because sometimes I just wonder how often, how can we stop these before they happen?
How sad is it that people, and it's not even their child, that there are everyday people in a group, and I'm glad that they have them as a watch group, but how is it that strangers who don't live in the home know more than the parents? And see the danger more than the parents in the home with the weapons, with the kid, with the writings. Sad. The parents should be charged, and there should be a big punishment for this. There should be jail time for this. Other parents should know. If you're going to stand by and be in denial or make excuses, you will be charged in connection as well. I mean, they're at this point more culpable than he is, because he's 13 years old and there is absolutely nobody watching him who's looking out for his best interest, never mind all of our best interest.
I mean, to answer what you said, how is it possible people on the outside? I think that's the reason, because they're on the outside and they have no connection to this kid. They're looking at, we see this. These signs point to something bad. That's the reason. The parents, again, that's their baby. That's their little boy. You know, oh, he tells us it's nothing. Parents can easily be
fooled by
their kids.
I'm curious to know, because I do think there are some.
Or they're involved.
There are some who may be completely clueless and the person hides the weapons, or they might, you know, have a weapon, but they don't know. But this sounds like something that's in full view. This seems different than the kid broke into the safe and got the weapon and we didn't have any knowledge.
It clearly doesn't seem like that's the case at all.
It's sad.
But because it was out in the open, did that make the parents think, well, if he was going to hide something, he'd hide it?
I think most rational, reasonable parents, as much as they may love their kid, would notice the danger signs and want to help the child, whether they'd call the cops or just get the guns out of the house or just send the kid to therapy. There's a million other things that a parent can do. But the fact that you allowed 23 weapons along with this kid and the writings and the scribblings and such, it's just mind boggling.
Here's my takeaway from this. At first, when I heard about the story, I thought, well, it's not around here. It could have been so much worse. But now I really want to hear what comes of this and what the parents knew. Were they fooled? Were they oblivious? Were they removed? Were they just busy? Or were they like, oh, he'll be fine? I want to know what they knew.
I don't think this is your average, reasonable, rational parent. I think most would say, I get it, like not wanting to think the worst of your kid, but to be completely oblivious, there's no excuse for this.
We can learn something from this, hopefully, as a society. Hopefully.
Well, you know what we learned? We need more people watching social media, because it looks like the parents of a lot of these kids are not responsible and can't do the right thing. And it's sad.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.